David M. Gold, welcome to the show.
Carl, thank you very much indeed.
Now, listen, this proves I do get there eventually, don't I, Dave?
You do.
I missed your book signings, but I finally rang you up about 6 months afterwards and said, sorry, Dave, do you want to come on my show?
Absolutely, you're a gentleman.
David, lovely to meet with you. This book, Janie Jetty, it's got a most intriguing title, Janie Jetty versus Isaac Gatehouse, the case is open, in the Dudsell County Court.
Dudsell, yes.
What's it all about?
Well, where did that come from? Dudsell?
Dudsell.
yeah, it's a black country lad who has risen above his station and qualified as a barrister at law.
Yeah.
It's actually a sequel to a book that I had published in America,
yeah.
Although it is in itself a standalone story. This one has been, well, it's been well received in the black country, which is fantastic.
Now, you are motivated by bringing to the fore your region.
Yes,
novels.
Absolutely.
A different image of us, isn't it?
Yes. I didn't realise I was doing it, but I've highlighted the rivalry between the black country and Birmingham. And, I have to say that people outside of the West Midlands region, they don't quite get it.
No.
And think that I've been rather harsh towards Brummies, without actually realising that technically I'm a Brummie myself, having been born in the Dudley Road Hospital.
It's very hard for outsiders to understand that there is a rivalry, but there's also anybody else picks on us, we stick together.
Oh, good heavens, yes. If I'm, say, down in London, in the courts there, as you know, I'm a lawyer, and people then start to have a pop at Birmingham and Brummies, then I shall be there defending them to the hilt.
How much about your life as a lawyer is reflected, and as a kid from the West Midlands going on to London and taking on the Londoners in a way, is reflected in these novels?
That's the embarrassing question,
yeah.
Because the character Isaac Gatehouse, at times I think you could be forgiven for thinking he's perhaps a functioning alcoholic and a serial stalker. It's written in first person narrative, and so obviously people automatically assume that I'm Isaac Gatehouse, which I'm categorically not. Although inevitably,
yes.
I suppose when you write, you do draw upon life's experiences, but then as it's fiction, you go off on one, and a lot of the stories, although there might be a grain of truth there, the end result is far, far removed from fact.
Now, let me take you back then. Explain what the first book was about, without giving all the details away, obviously.
Okay.
And what led you to write it?
What led me to write it was it was something that I'd always wanted to do, to write, and I used to scribe stories in longhand. And as you would know, being an eminent author yourself...
Thank you.
Not at all.
I'm not sure how eminent, but never mind.
you only get one shot when you're writing in longhand. And the job that I do entails the conduct of serious fraud cases. And in recent years, because of the massive paperwork involved, the prosecuting authorities that I deal with, such as Customs and the Serious Fraud Office, have begun to serve evidence on disk.
Right.
And therefore, I had to be dragged into the 20th or the 21st century and became adept at using a laptop. And it was on the realisation that a laptop is really no more than a mobile phone in terms of its layout that I suddenly realised, well, this is the way that I can start to write. And that's how I started.
I mean, writing longhand, I remember my very first, my thesis of nearly 100,000 words literally was written longhand, and literally you would cut out, when you went back to it, a paragraph from here or a sentence from there, paste them elsewhere. Some pages were 2 feet long, others were 6 inches deep. It's a laborious process, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh. And, of course, I'd start. I'd take a notebook into a shed and sit there and start, right, I'm going to now write a blockbuster.
Yeah.
And half an hour later, I'd think, oh, my word, this is hard work, and so much for the blockbuster. But with a laptop, as you obviously know, you can write and rewrite. And I just make it a practice to get at least one paragraph down each day.
So the first book, what what was it called and what was it about?
The first book is The Case is Busted.
Right.
And it's the same character, Isaac Gatehouse, who is training to become a barrister at law in London.
Right.
And he eventually qualifies. He moves to the Midlands through one of the characters, Ian Prospect, who actually is he is based on a factual figure with his permission during his lifetime. He was a pig keeping barrister from Stratford upon Avon way. I bet you've probably come across him. And from there on, Isaac becomes qualified, and you then have in the chapters of The Case is Busted courtroom experiences with the love story winding its way all the way through the book.
Now, this one is set in more in London than is it the first book?
The first book, half of it is set in London, and Isaac then gets pupillage in Birmingham.
Right.
With a black pupil master, he's by that stage qualified, and he has experiences in the Midlands, in and around the Birmingham law courts, in addition to experiences with the mysterious Janie Jetty.
Now, this is a theme that's picked up on, obviously, in the second book.
Yes, it is.
Much more specific about the two people, isn't it?
It is. Isaac, in The Case is Opened, is actually in the Midlands. All of these stories are based on either South Warwickshire or Birmingham, but Isaac constantly refers to his upbringing in the Black Country, which is how it came about that old chums from school in Brown Hills contacted me out of the blue and said, "Don't you realise what you're doing, that you're effectively writing about the Black Country and that you're pursuing that which all Black Country people do, which is having a pop at Brummies in a very friendly way?"
And what were they pleased with you doing that?
They were absolutely delighted. I mean, I was absolutely horrified. I mean, this morning, knowing you and your reputation and having seen you on various talk shows, I thought, oh, my God, you're going to absolutely slay me.
I'd
built up all of these defences already, and now you've thrown me by being such a nice guy.
Yeah, but listen, you know, as a Brummie, you know, I'm very proud to be a West Midlander. I'll have a pop at Black Country people, and I'll have a pop back, but it's good banter.
Well, it is. And, you know, on the way up, part of my defence to the inevitable attack from you, which hasn't been forthcoming, was that, as I've said, the book is written in first-person narrative, and it's total self-deprecation, with the joke being on the narrator.
Isaac himself.
Absolutely. I mean, Isaac is the idiot.
Yeah.
And that
you shouldn't be telling your Black Country mates this,
No, but I know this is dreadful, but, you know,
You're setting yourself up now.
Well, I see I'm Brown Hills, so that, originally, so that's neither Brummie or Black Country.
No, Carrick Chase kid, almost.
Yeah, that's right.
Almost.
But I think the self-deprecation angle is very much a Brummie thing.
Yeah, it is.
The Black Country people, the yam-yams, they're very, very sharp-witted, but I think it's the Brummies that are really into this self-deprecation, and that is Isaac Gatehouse through and through.
In very many respects, we get the knocking first before somebody else can knock us.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's self-defence, isn't it?
It is.
I know when I practiced at the bar, both in Birmingham and in London, I have to say that even before I met clients, met instructing solicitors, I was sort of building up the self-defence to the fact that I had the regional accent in and amongst all of the usual toffs that you associate with the bar.
Now, you've given readings and talked about the book to Birmingham audiences.
I have at Feezy.
Yeah.
The others have been well and truly in the Black Country, but the last talk was at Feezy Library, and it was packed. There were some 30-odd people that
although part of Walsall, in effect, there's a lot of Brummies living there, isn't there?
Absolutely. Well, one of the first questions I asked were, do you consider yourselves Black Country or Brummies? And the majority said Brummies, and then I sort of, in my little mind, had to rewrite the whole talk. But they were fantastic. Real people. They spoke their mind, and afterwards, when we had tea and biscuits, they couldn't have been nicer, despite the damn good ribbing that I'd given them and their ilk.
See, we're very broad-minded in Brompton.
Well, absolutely.
Very broad-minded. Yeah. JD Jetty is the mysterious character from the first book.
Yes.
Does she become less mysterious in book two, this one?
She becomes more prominent.
Yeah.
In book one, it's all thought processes with Janie Jetty. It's all in Isaac's mind. But in book two, she becomes very much one of the main characters. You've got Janie Jetty, Isaac, and the character Ian Prospect, who is the pig-keeping barrister. People around Stratford-upon-Avon, as I think you know, that's where I live these days, around Stratford-upon-Avon way, they get the Ian Prospect angle because he was quite a well-known character in South Warwickshire. The Black Country and Brummie angle, they just don't get at all.
No.
If it's not someone in baroque costume with a dagger in the back talking in blank verse, they just don't get it in Stratford.
Is there a resolution to this book, or is it set up for book three?
It's set up for book three. I'm actually working on a third book, which is a serious book, or my attempt at being serious, which is based on one of my hobby horses, which is discrimination against women in the workplace, which is actually rife in the law, as you can perhaps imagine. But I have got a plot worked out for a third Isaac Gatehouse book, and I am actually tempted to abandon the serious one halfway through.
To finish this one?
To finish off a
third
trilogy. One.
And will that resolve the trilogy?
I actually think that stories are best left totally open. There are some, for instance, fantastic dramas on TV, and I wouldn't put myself in that category, but I think they're always spoiled when there is an ending. I think it's always best to leave it totally open, and then you can always go back to it, can't you?
And we shall leave it totally open to the audience to make their mind up about Janie Jetty versus Isaac Gatehouse. The case is open. How much is it? And where can we get it from, David?
It's £9. You can buy it online, and you can also get it from Waterstones bookshops in Walsall, certainly. Merrihill, I understand. Hopefully New Street. I'm not sure about that. But certainly it's getting on the bookshelves of the Black Country booksellers.
Have you got any more talks coming up?
I have. I have one at Pleck. And I have one lined up, date to be announced, at Waterstones in Merrihill.
When is the Pleck one?
The Pleck one is not until, I think it's August.
So you'll let me know about that?
I certainly will, Carl.
David, it's been lovely talking with you. Congratulations on the books.
Carl, thank you, and it's a huge relief not to have been absolutely pounded by
Don't
you.
Don't worry! Big odds. Big odds, you promise.